Pashas Bolok, Perek Chof Gimel, Pasuk Chof Dalet. Hein Am Kalovi Yokum. This is Bilam being misnabe about Klal Yisrael, and he says they are to be compared to a Kalovi Yokum, a Ka'ari that I can learn, young cub or a lion. As Yoichal Teref V'dam Chalolim Yishle. Says Rashi, what does it mean that Hein Am Kalovi Yokum, that they are to be compared to a young lion, a cub? Rashi, this comes from the Medrash. Kishahin oimdim mishnosam shachris. When they stand up in the morning, when they get up in the morning, hein misgabrin kalovi ukaari. And the Shulchan Aruch says misgabe kaari lachtoif es hamitzvahs, in order to grab the mitzvahs. Which ones? Lilvoish talis likroy es shema ulaniach tefillin. They get up early in the morning with such zest and enthusiasm. That's why they're compared to a young lion, have such cheshik for the mitzvahs. Which mitzvahs? So Rashi mentioned three: talis, some have a gerus of tzitzis, likreyes shema ulaniach tefillin. There is a lot of discussion about the seder that Rashi mentions these mitzvahs in. Rashi first mentions talis, and then kriya shema, and then tefillin. So let's for the moment put aside Kriya Shema. We'll get back to Kriya Shema in a moment. There is a Shaila. We know it's going to be, again, next week, Parshas Pinchas, we learn the principle of Todir V'She'enoi Todir, Todir Kodim. If you have two mitzvahs that are to be performed, you perform that which is more frequent first. It's not always clear, however, what we consider more frequent. For example, Tzitzis versus Tefillin. Tzitzis versus tefillin. On the one hand, tzitzis is a mitzvah that you mekayim every single day. Every single day without exception. On the other hand, the talis, at least for example, is only a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to wear talis kol hayom. But tefillin, the Beis Yosef says, there is a mitzvah to wear tefillin kol hayom. So on the one hand, you might well consider talis more todir because you wear a talis every single day. On the other hand, you might well consider tefillin more todir because you are wearing it for more hours during the week. So the Beis Yosef says, halacha lemaisa, which one should you wear first? Comes to the morning, you've got a choice. Should you put on your tzitzis, i.e. your talis, or should you put on your tefillin? Says the Beis Yosef, erachayim, simon, chof, hey, that one should first put on your tzitzis and then your tefillin. Why? Because tzitzis is considered todir. Tzitzis is noyeg b'choyel, u'b'shabbos, u'b'yomtev, every single day. Whereas tefillin, even though it's the mitzvah kol hayoim, but it's not every single day of the week.
Go up in kedusha as well.
Oh, that's also another shayla. The Gemara says when you have a clash between todir and ma'alim b'kodesh and mekudesh, al kolponim, tefillin, you don't wear on Shabbos, you don't wear on Yom Tov, and because of that, tzitzis is considered more todir. So according to that, we definitely understand why Rashi mentioned first talis, and only afterwards tefillin. That part is okay. So talis gets the first mention in Rashi, that's the first mitzvah of the day. What's not so poshut is the next part of Rashi. What about the clash between Kriya Shema and tefillin? Kriya Shema and Tefillin. So it's a Gemara. There's a Gemara in Brachos, Yud Dalad on the base, a famous Gemara. Number 3 on the sheets. Oma Ula. Kol HaKeire Kriya Shema B'Lei Tefillin. Anybody who says Kriya Shema without Tefillin, Ki'ilu Meid Eidus Sheker Ba'atzmoy. It's as if he is giving false testimony Ba'atzmoy. Who's Ba'atzmoy? We'll see in a minute. Omer of Chia ba'Abba Omer b'Yechanon, ki'ilu hikriv oyla b'loy mincha b'zevach b'loy nesachim. We know that when you bring a korban zevach, a shlomim, for example, there's a mitzvah to bring nesachim. Got to add wine and shemen, etc., etc. That's part of the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, if you have Kriya Shema without the tefillin, that's as good as a korban without the nesachim. What's the
if you're running late in time?
Oh, one second. Says Rashi, firstly, what does it mean, made Eidus Sheker Ba'atzmoy? Who's Ba'atzmoy? So Rashi says, Ba'atzmai means the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's like the famous Gemara in Gittin. It says that Titus came into the Beis HaMikdash and he stabbed the Pareches. Dam came out, and it says he thought to himself, Chas v'shalom, ki'ilu horag es atzmai. What does it mean, horag es atzmai? It doesn't mean he killed himself. The atzmai, he killed the Rebbeinu Shalom kaviyachol. Some say very beautifully, that's pshat in what we say in the Haggadah, Leil Shor Pesach. The Rosh says, "Hoytzi atzmai min haklal." He takes the Rebbeinu Shalom out of the picture. He's not interested. It's all yours. It's not for the Rebbeinu Shalom. So kivin shehoytzi atzmai min haklal. He takes the Rebbeinu Shalom out of the picture. As you say, finished. You're not interested in the Rebbeinu Shalom. Rebbeinu Shalom is not interested in you. Lachem v'leiloi, etc., etc. Al kolponim, Rashi says that's what it means as well. If you have, you recite Kriya Shema without wearing tefillin, you're being made Eidus Sheker about the Rebbeinu Shalom. Why? What's the Eidus Sheker? So the Mefarshim explain that the pshat is, Rashi explains, in the Pash of Shema, it says you're supposed to wear tefillin. In Shema, it says, Ukasharatim Ra'is Aliyotcha Bahayulutaytafayis Beinecha. So if you are to recite those very words, and yet you're not makayim the words of the Rebbeinu Shalom, you're kaviyachol ki'ilu making the words of Hashem into sheker. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara.
Is there a slight problem with this, right?
Not Shabbos.
Rabbi Rashi was very much aware that before him, and definitely not after him, people in critical situation, big rabbein before death, in hand of Shema, without feeling definitely, because there's either not feeling or there's stripping. And he said, as soon as you say,
if there's no tefillin, we'll see in a second, we're going to get to in a minute.
Right, it's just practical, our practice, right? We know about it, right? The greatest rabbein say Shema without feeling.
Yeah, we'll see.
Shabbos, the rabbein says itself.
The Shema in the morning.
Yeah, one second. We'll see. Says Rashi number 4 on the sheets. That's with regard to being kirei edus sheker ba'atzmai. There is a further dimin. Before we get to that, the kirei edus sheker, I saw in the Marsha. The Marsha says something very interesting, but I have a bit of a problem with the Marsha. The Marsha says that we know there are three mitzvahs that are given to us as an ois. Shabbos, Mila, and Tefillin. Minion of an ois. All of them are called oisi, beiniyah, beinechem, etc., etc. We know al pishnayim edim yokum davar. You have to have two oisiyos to be made on the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's why, for example, on Shabbos we have the two oisiyos. We have Shabbos and we have Mila. That's why we don't need Tefillin, because you have to have the two oisiyos. So he says, if somebody therefore would be Kira Kriya Shema without Tefillin, so he's lost one of the Oisius now. He doesn't have one of the Eidus, which means, that's what it means, it's Ki'ilu Eidus Sheker. You don't have a cut Eidus. You've always got to come to the Rebbeinu Shalom with two Eidus. So you have your Mila, where's your Tefillin? That's what it means, Eidus Sheker. It's a very beautiful interpretation of the Gemara. Just what bothers me is that, therefore, it's nothing to do with reciting Kriya Shema without tefillin.
Right.
Nothing to do with Kriya Shema. If somebody doesn't wear tefillin, so he hasn't got one of the oisiyos. In the Gemara's Mashma, no, the issa is having recited Kriya Shema without the tefillin. According to Marsha, you've got to present Ki'ilu yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a bris mila and with tefillin. So the Gemara should have said, call me she'eino leivish tefillin, you've lost one of the oisiyos. Nothing to do with Kriya Shema.
That's the point. When you makabel ono b'shamayim, when you
cover Omar Bajamayim,
you're saying Shema, and
then
you're going into
Shmona Yetzer,
that is the time where you.
That's the moment you're
going to
be.
That's actually Shavuot.
Okay,
Kirshma, it's
Yom Kippur
Shavuot.
Right, yeah, okay.
It isn't because you're reading Safter Vos and Oz Agadirka that you fill it on your head, and you're saying it with afterlife. That's the Sheker.
That's what Rashi says. But Marsha says on your eyes that the Sheker is because you've got a missing, faulty cut Eidus. So I was asking Seidus then, nothing to do with Kriya Shema. You say, no, Kriya Shema is the Zman, you have to present the Eidus to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Okay, fine. Says Rashi Baita, number 4 on the sheets, what does it mean that if you recite Kriya Shema without tefillin, it's ki'ilu hikriv oila b'loi mincha? Says Rashi, number 4, shechaygoi ha'kosuv l'hakriv ima. We know the Torah obligates you in Pashas, shalach to be makriv nesachim shenem asir se'ifo. Af ha'koyre ve'enoi mekayim. So too, if you have Kriya Shema without tefillin, Einoi goimer es hamitzvah. You have not completed the mitzvah. Einoi goimer es hamitzvah sounds very much like you haven't been mekayim the mitzvah. Einoi goimer. There's the end of the mitzvah which is missing. If you look at Rabbeinu Yoina, number 5 on the sheets, he says so absolutely mefurish. Hapirish hanocha in kachu. The Ula was the first one. Remember, we've got two members in this Gemara. Ula said it's like Eidus Sheker, and Rabbi Yochanan said it's like a korban b'lo yinasachim. Those are the two statements. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, according to Ula, the kiven shu koyre o kasharetim lo yisal yodcha ve lo toit veis b'ni necha ve'enoi manichon. If you recite Kriya Shema and you're not fulfilling the words that you've just read, nimtza shemeid Eidus Sheker al atzmoi shema she'oimei enoi emes. He says, you know who Al-Atzmai means? Not the Rabbeinu Shalom. Al-Atzmai means yourself. You're making yourself into an aid checker. You're saying there's a mitzvah to put on tefillin, and you're not actually keeping what you just said. Okay. Says the Rabbeinu Yoina, this is in bold, but the Afal Pisha Oso HaMitzvah, you've certainly been Mekayim the mitzvah, Shiyotzi Dei Kriya Shema, Afilo Ochi Ovar Aveira Mitzad Acher. But nevertheless, there's an Avera, on the other hand, Sheheyet Eidus Sheke Al-Atzmai. But Rabbi Yochanan Svirle, that no, Sheafilu HaMitzvah Atzmo Eino Nasis Shlemo. There's a fault, there's a chesaron with the actual mitzvah. Kibin Shalei Kibul Olav, Oil Malchus Shemaim. Tehavalei Kamisha Makrif Toyda B'loi Mincha, Kibin Shekoyre B'loi Kabolos Malchus Shemaim. So, Rabbeinu Yoina says, if somebody were to be Koyer of Kriya Shema without tefillin, is he Yaitz of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? It depends on the two versions in the Gemara. According to the first Nusach in the Gemara, that it's like Eidus Sheker, fine, so I've got my mitzvah. Happens to be you've got an Aveira of Eidus Sheker Ke'ilu. But according to the second Pshat in the Gemara, you haven't been Mekayem your mitzvah. Because the Gemara looks at Kriya Shema and tefillin as it were two halves of one mitzvah, just like a Korban and Nusachim, which is also two halves of one mitzvah. And if you bring a carbon without the nesachim, you don't have a complete carbon. If you have Kriya Shema without tefillin, you don't have a complete Kriya Shema. That's what Rashi and Rabbi Yoina seem to be telling us. I'll call upon Emirav Rabbeisai. This is halacha lemaisa. It's a sifan shulchan aruch. You have to have your tefillin on b'shas Kriya Shema. And if that's the case, what do you have to do first? You have to put your tefillin on first before you recite Kriya Shema. Because we know that by the time you get to Shema, you have to have your tefillin on. And if that's the case, Moirav Rabbeisai, the kasha is, why does Rashi have the order the other way around? Rashi says, Likroya Shema Ulhaniach Tefillin. So what are you going to tell me? Because yeah, well, Shema is Todish, Shema is every single day of the week. Whereas tefillin is not every single day of the week.
Shema is married.
Yeah, in a chlami. No, but Rashi over here is talking about in the morning. Rashi is talking about the morning. He says they get up early in the morning and they chap all the mitzvahs. So over there, the Mefarshim, the Shem Ephraim, the Ephraim Zalman Margolius, he asked the question, why does Rashi say Likre Shema Aniach Tefillin? In fact, you've got to Aniach Tefillin and then put on, and then recite Kriya Shema.
Maybe the ul means that they need to be done simultaneously. You need both.
Okay, we'll see. The Shem Ephraim, I don't want to disappoint you, we're not going to get to any grand, exciting conclusion. The Shem Ephraim himself concludes, although we'll see there are those who try to miyashav Rashi, the Shem Ephraim himself says, look, it's a printing mistake. And if you look at Rashi, the Makor is from Medrash Tanchuma, and the Medrash there says it the other way around, and then I couldn't find it. But if you look in the new Chumashim and Amor Chumashim, they have Rashi printed like I've printed it on the sheets, and then in brackets they write, maybe the order should be the other way around, Tefillin and then Kriya Shema. So if that's the case, I wish you a very good Shabbos. But if you want to stay, if you want to stay, then I'll tell you some beautiful Torah that I saw in Achreinim to Miyashav Rashi. and even if it's not a Yishuv in Rashi, but some very important halachas in this whole Indian of Kriya Shema Beleitzer.
Let's think under one condition that you will say good Shabbos after that too.
Bli Neidah.
Yeah.
Bli Neidah. The Levush, and this is what you were referring to before. The Levush, who is, by the way, a very early Achron. He's so early that the Magen Avraham, the Shach, they all quote him Kesedas, basically at the same time as the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch. The Levush says in Siman Nun Ches, Sif Beis, number 8 on the sheets, Va'afal gav the Amrinon kolakere kriya shema b'loy tzfilin harihu meyed eidu shekeb atzmoy. He says, Loy omrukein elo b'meizid. It only refers, and this is the answer to what you asked before, to somebody who deliberately doesn't wear tefillin b'shas kriya shema. Aval kashiyesh loy oynas, she'ein loy tefillin. The guy doesn't have tefillin. Oy tzitzis. Then definitely mutav hu sheyikra kriya shema bizmano b'bruchay seho, afilu b'loy tzitzis. The tefillin mishayavur zmano. Mitzvah kriya shema is a mitzvah say. You've got a chiyuv d'oraisa to recite kriya shema, and therefore, even though we say that you have to recite kriya shema whilst wearing tefillin, but if you're an oynus and you don't have tefillin, he says afterwards the achakach kashayu leitzitzes a tefillin, then yanichon v'yevorech aleim l'kayim mitzvah say to tefillin v'yachzer v'yikra kriya shema b'loy brachis b'oid hatefillin olov. No. So according to the Levush, what you're supposed to do is as follows. If somebody comes to the morning, he doesn't have tefillin. He just doesn't have tefillin. Says the Levush, we're not going to tell the guy, Pesedas, don't say Kriya Shema today. He's got a mitzvah in Atayiro to say Kriya Shema. So what should he do? But on the other hand, we see it as an Indian to have Kriya Shema and tefillin together. He says, fine. Say Kriya Shema now without the tefillin. You don't want to be over the Chas V'Shalom the Seif Zman Kriya Shema. Later on, when you get hold of some tefillin, you will put your tefillin on then, and you'll say Kriya Shema together with the tefillin.
What would be happier if it's after the Zman of Kriya Shema?
And Nechama, he says B'lay Brachas. To say B'lay Brachas, maybe spot some Indian to say, after all, like we've said, you can't say the words without having tefillin on, so Mamela, that's what you should do. But Nechama, the Ikka Mitzah, you have already been Mekayim. Lemaisa, I saw a Loshon in the Meiri. The Meiri on that Gemara in Brachas, I think, is very mashma like the Levush. I didn't have room to print it on the sheet, but I'll read you out the words. The Meiri says, Kol HaKeira Kriya Shema B'Loy Tefillin. Now he adds some words. So far, I just quoted the Gemara. If you recite Kriya Shema without Tefillin, Im Oso Zeh, if you did this Derech Proik Oil Mitzvahs, Tefillin, Oy Derech Zilzul, Hari Hu Kilu Meir Eidu Sheker. The Meiri says, Mufurash, that the idea of Eidus Sheker is only if you did it proik oil mitzvahs, zilvul. Oh, I can't be bothered to put on tefillin today. Then I say it's kilu meyid Eidus Sheker. So it's very mashma like the Levush. But if somebody's an oynus, he doesn't have tefillin, what can the guy do? The truth is, some of Madaik from Mufurash and Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about somebody who is being tovel in the mikvah or in the yam. Tovel in the yam. And suddenly he realizes at one moment, it's almost reached the Seif Zman Kriya Shema. This is the Mishnah, it's very early on in Brachas. So you have the issue of, are you allowed to recite Kriya Shema when he's unclothed? So the Mishnah says, if it's possible for him to come out of the Yam, or out of the Mikvah and get dressed, that's what he should do. If not, Yiskasim B'mayim, he should cover himself in water, V'yikra, and he should recite Kriya Shema in the water. That's what the Mishnah says. And the Rambam paskens that halacha as well. And I saw in the back of the Rambams, in the Frankel Rambams, they have Hagos Yad Binyamin, Bnei Binyamin, I'm not sure who that is. And he says, you see from here, right, to the Levush. Otherwise, what's the Mishnah telling you? Stay in the water and recite Kriya Shema. How can you recite Kriya Shema? You're not wearing tefillin. Must be like the Levush. But over here, you are in an oynus situation. I don't have tefillin. I don't have time, at least, to go and put on tefillin. I don't want to be over the Seif Zman Kriya Shema. So the Mishnah tells you, and the Rambam tells us, Peseder, to say Kriya Shema now, and you put on tefillin later. That's what he brings a raya. Fine? The Tshuvas Beis Yitzchok. The Tshuvas Beis Yitzchok quotes the Lebliner Rav. I think it means Mechazim Leblin. And he says even a bigger chiddush. He says, number 9 on the sheet, Shomati Lefarish, Bashim Arav, Hagon, Hatzadik, Ryakiv, Yitzhak, Lublin, that when the Gemara says that it's made Eidus Sheker, that's only if Loi Hiniach Tfilin Klau. That's only if somebody didn't put on Tfilin at all. But if somebody recites Kriya Shema with view to putting on tefillin afterwards that day, shapidomi, no problem at all. No problem at all. And he says, I'll bring you a proof. He says, the truth of the matter, I'll bring you a proof. V'hochi mashma, midakama oylo beloy nesochim. The Gemara says that if you have Shema without tefillin, you've got a half story. That's like an oila without nesachim. Uba oila mahani im makriv nesachim acha hakravas oila. What's the halacha of an oila? You have to makriv the nesachim simultaneously to the korban. You bring your korban oila and then you bring in nesachim sometime after that. So too, in as much as we're comparing that to tefillin, then the comparison will tell us that the same is true over here as well. That you can recite Kriya Shema planning to put on tefillin afterwards. When the Gemara says that if you don't do that, it's Kore Sheker, Eidus Sheker, that means if you didn't put on tefillin at all. So here you see a much bigger chiddush than the Levush. According to the Levush, he only says that if you are in an emergency situation, you're in a position of oinus, then this halacha doesn't apply. According to the Beis Yitzchok, you see even a bigger chiddush. Even if you're not an oinus, but you're planning to put on your tefillin afterwards, that's okay. And if you look in the Rambam actually says, number 7 on the sheets, Hilchas Maisa Korbonus, Hasoiles im Hashemen, Shel Nesochim, Eino Ma'ak Menesayayin, V'loi Hayayin Ma'ak, V'loi Anesochim Ma'ak Menesazebach, says the Rambam, Elo, Maybe Odom Korbonai Hayoim, V'Nesochav Acha Asariyom. You're allowed to bring a korban today and bring your nesachim even 10 days later. Now you can't do that with tefillin. Although actually, it's not so poshut. Where does it say in the Torah you have to wear tefillin every day? It's a shayla. It's a big shayla. It doesn't say anywhere in the tefillin you have to wear, anywhere in the Torah you have to wear tefillin every day. Maybe it means once in your lifetime. So it's put on tefillin. It doesn't say how many times or when or how long.
And when it's saying Shema, what are you saying then? Every day we're saying this phrase, it's about tefillin, right?
Oh, Elachami, but we don't put tefillin twice a day. Shema says, B'shoch v'chov k'mechos. The Torah told us this is man of Shema. Tefillin we do once in the morning, every day. It's a whole shayla. I'll call upon him. You see from the Rambam that you're allowed to bring a korban today and you're nesachim afterwards. Says the Beis Yitzchok, and as much as you're comparing that to Kriya Shema, then the same is true over here as well. I can recite Kriya Shema now and plan to put on tefillin afterwards.
So when you put on tefillin afterwards, you don't have to say Kriya Shema at that time.
According to that, not. According to this, absolutely not. And the Mela, says the Beis Yitzchok, he understands, therefore, Pshat in Rashi in our Sedra. That's what Rashi means. When Rashi says, Likroy es Shema, Ulhaniach tefillin. The reason why Rashi wrote Kriya Shema first is because Kriya Shema is considered more frequent. Because Kriya Shema is every day as opposed to tefillin, which is not every day. What was the big kasha? Yes, it's more tadir, but you can't have Kriya Shema before tefillin. The answer is yes, you can. According to the Beis Yitzchok, it's diuk in the Rambam, you can. You don't have to have tefillin on at the moment you say Kriya Shema. All the Gemara means is that you mustn't have Kriya Shema without any tefillin on at all. But if you're planning on putting on your tefillin afterwards, no problem at all. No problem at all.
Excuse me, Rav. Right now I have like a strange question. Where does this kasha come from? Who said that Russia said order which we need to do? You said right now it's a very artificial kasha which people invented and then try to answer.
It's got to be a good reason why Rashi mentioned that order.
What? Right now, as I said, it's nothing to do with the order of doing.
No, but the kasha was, it's all very well to say that Kriya Shema is mentioned first because it's more frequent than tefillin. However, if there's an issa to say Kriya Shema without tefillin, then Rashi would have never said it. If I've got a choice of doing either mitzvah, I could do either this or that, then you mention which is Todi first. But hey, I don't have a choice. That was the kasha.
It's because Meiri said that you will burn on Ganenim if you will say it before tefillin. This is like
the Gemara. The Gemara says Eidus Sheker. Tadi v'she'enoi tadi only comes into play when I have a choice of two mitzvahs. Oh. I can do this one, I can do that one. It makes no difference which one comes first, then you do which is frequent. The big kasha was, hey, you don't have that choice. You have to put on your tefillin first. So why does Rashi say Shema first? So these are Achreinu Miyashiv. No, it's not true. You don't have to put on your tefillin first. And the Gemara says it's Kriyas Eidus Sheker. No, that just means if you said Kriya Shema without putting on tefillin at all, that's a problem. But if you're planning to put on your tefillin afterwards, it's mutar l'chatchila. So it turns out that you really can do either one, and it makes no difference. Then we go back to Tadi. So Kriya Shema is Tadi. That's why Rashi mentioned Kriya Shema first.
Right now, I would like to relate to your share before. By putting, by saying Kriya Shema without tefillin, planning to say tefillin later, you put your in sakana situation before. Who knows what?
Who says you have tefillin afterwards?
So what you doing?
So you're continuing the theme 4 weeks in a row.
No. But what you said?
So you're continuing the theme that we've been discussing
the
last
exactly,
few weeks.
No. I could not help you. What are you doing?
It's not really a question. The issue was not to do it amazing. Not if I intend to do it, and I'm prevented it with a notice. There's no mazid there, but I'm not going to put it.
Okay, it's not so posh. It's a big shayla. What would be? Beis Hashem, we should really discuss this one Friday. It's a big shayla. Oynus b'yom achron.
Right.
I mean, it's related to this shayla. What happens if, for example, you have to daven shachris by, let's say, 10 o'clock? Tzivus man is 10 o'clock. You wake up at 8 o'clock and you say, you look at your watch. You say, well, another 2 hours. I don't have to do the daven now. 9 o'clock. I don't have to do it now. 9:30. I've still got another half an hour. I'm planning on davening at 5 to 10. It's your zuchus. At 5 to 10, an oinus happens. Suddenly, something beyond his control.
Maybe it's not oinus.
Huge machlokes, is that considered an oinus or not?
Maybe not.
Do you say, you weren't an oinus, you could have davened at 9:30? Or do you say, poshaya, you could have davened at 9:30? Or do you say, no, it was my zuchus, I don't have to daven at 9:30, I'm allowed to push it off. This traces back the week to speak about it is Pashas Bahar. Because in Pashas Bahar, there it discusses, the Pesukim tell us that you have 1 year, 1 year to redeem a Bote Orei Chaima. 1 year. Once you miss that year, you're finished. So what happens if a guy says, I'll do it, I'm planning on doing it on the last day. And on the last day of that year, an oinus happened and he couldn't be paid with the bias. So do you say, well, you have to give me longer than a year because I was an oinus? Or do you say you weren't an oinus? You had the whole year to be paid it. It's a big machlokes rishonim with huge nafkaminas, ladina, lalach lamais, with regard to ilchas tefillah, and all types of shines. I'll call upon it oifen. So, Sam Amiyasha, very beautifully, this is what Rashi means. Do you know why Kriya Shema is mentioned before tefillin? Because Kriya Shema is todir. The question was, very nice todir, but you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema without tefillin. The answer is yes, you are. According to the Beis Yitzchok's Chiddush, and he's quoting the Admon of Lublin, you are allowed to say Kriya Shema without tefillin as long as you're planning to put your tefillin on afterwards. However, it's not so posh. It's not so posh. This halacha is not so posh. Firstly, in the Levush. We saw in the Levush says that if you're an oinus and you don't have tefillin, then we'll let you say Shema without tefillin. But is mashma, if you're not an oinus, you can't just choose to say, well, I'll do Kriya Shema now and tefillin later. It's mashma in the Levush. No, only if you're an oinus, you don't have tefillin. Only if you don't have tefillin. And it's a very big doichek to say, that's what Rashi means. Rashi means, Likre Shema, you know why he says that before tefillin? Because of the case of oinus. Because there you'll be allowed to say Kriya Shema before tefillin. That's a very big doichek. That's very far-fetched to say that's what Rashi means. According to the Beis Yitzchak, it's not a doichek. Because you're always allowed to have Shema and then tefillin. But the Levush is not mashma that way.
But maybe it's not argued. Why is it not argued for? Because you have another rule. That if mitzvah on your hand, you can't postpone.
Old Tach Mitzvah, yeah.
So you need to do it right now. When somebody said, you will do it later, it's only because honest. There's not another situation why. He said, later is shita. If you say Shema, but later you will say
Why not put tefillin right now? Because the owners. Maybe they're not arguing at all.
I mean, it's, yeah, I don't know.
In the case,
I understand,
you,
I hear what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. And the Beis Yitzchok was mashma that he lets you even lachatzchela, even shaloi b'makim oinus. Okay.
There's no other way. Why are you not putting tefillin? What do you mean, I will put later? So you have no right to do it. Regardless, shma or not shma.
The Chikrei Leiv. The Chikrei Leiv is also one of the Achronim. He discusses this tshuva. And he says, what are you going to tell me? You're comparing Kriyashma and Tefillin to a Korban B'lay Nesachim. He says, the truth of the matter is, a Korban B'lay Nesachim, and Michael, it's just me and you. Right. A Korban B'lay Nesachim, the halacha is, if somebody doesn't have Nesachim, then the halacha is that you can bring the Nesachim afterwards. In other words, again, it's not a lachatchila. You can't lachatchila say, I'll do this now, and I'll do my other half later on. He's mechiyach if my al-gemara. I found other proofs as well. Okay, what I did see was, and this will finish with, I saw a chiddush, but the chiddush is big mocking to argue with this chiddush. I saw a chiddush in the sefer of Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapira, the Rosh Hashiva of the Yaakov, who was nifta just a few years ago, and he says that he's got a brand new teretz to this Rashi, a longish teretz to this Rashi. Why does Rashi say Kriya Shema and then tefillin? We say you've got to put on tefillin first. Says Rav Moshe Shmuel, it's true. It's true. Let's not get involved. You did have tefillin, you don't. Oinus, you're right, you have to put on your tefillin first. Says Rav Moshe Shmuel, let's clear fundamental hakira over here. In this halacha, the Gemara tells us you have to have your tefillin on. You have to have your tefillin on when you're saying Kriya Shema. Is that a halacha in tefillin? Or is it halacha in Kriya Shema?
Oh, I see.
In other words, is the pshat that while saying Kriya Shema, Kriya Shema demands that you have tefillin? It's a halacha in Kriya Shema, or no? Maybe the pshat is it's halacha in tefillin that you when you say when you have your tefillin on, there's an inyan to have tefillin and say Kriya Shema.
Says Rav Moshe Shmuel,
he suggests, doesn't bring a raya, that even though it's true you've got to put on your tefillin first, but it's not mitzad hilchas tefillin, it's mitzad Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema demands that when I say Kriya Shema, and I'm going to say the words, you can't have that and not have tefillin on. So mamela, you better have your tefillin on. But which governs which? Shema. Shema dictates that you have your tefillin on. Therefore, even though it's true, practically, it's true. So you have to put your tefillin on first. But that's not because of tefillin. It's because of Shema. Says Rav Moshe Shmuel, we say Rashi is beautiful. Rashi says, "Lil boish talis likrei Shema ulon yach tefillin." Now the kasha was, why do you mention Shema before tefillin? You've got to put your tefillin on first. It's true, but why are you putting on your tefillin first?
That's very good.
You're not putting on your tefillin first because tefillin has a very important halach. No, because Kriya Shema is pulling the strings over here. Kriya Shema demands that you put on your tefillin. That's his Yeshu to Rashi. However, Yesh Lodun Tuva. I have a raya not that way, and I did a search for Hashem on the computer and I found somebody says in Mefurash, you'll see in a second. Look at the Rambam, number 6 on the sheets. The Rambam, this is in Hilchas Tfilin, not in Hilchas Kriya Shema. Number 6 on the sheets. Perek Dalet says the Rambam. Afal Pisha Mitzvason Leloiv Shon Kolayoim. Even though essentially it's a mitzvah to wear tefillin all day, the whole time, b'shas tefillah yosem in hakol. But it's an extra inyan to wear tefillin b'shas tefillah. Omru chachamim kol akore kriya shema b'loy tefillin kilu meyud edus sheker ba'atzvoy. The Rambam seems to be mashal the other way around. The Rambam is telling you, no Hilchas Kriya Shema. This halach is not written in Hilchas Kriya Shema, it's a halach in Hilchas Tefillin. The Rambam is telling you, when must you put on Tefillin? The Rambam says, essentially the whole time. Make sure you wear Tefillin at 6 o'clock and at 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock. But there's a special inyan. The best time to put on Tefillin is B'Shas Kriya Shema.
saying the same thing.
No, he's not telling you that Kriya Shema demands that you wear tefillin. He's saying if you're deciding when is the Zman to put on tefillin, the Zman, the best, most beautiful time to put on tefillin is when you're saying Kriya Shema. So which is pulling the string? Which is the horse and which is the carriage?
It's a hidden tefillin.
It's a hidden tefillin. That's what the Rambam is telling you. There's a mitzvah to wear tefillin all day. But if you want to look, when's the best time to say tefillin? When's the most mahuda time to have your tefillin on? Kriya Shema.
No.
That's a hidur in the tefillin. Exactly. It's a yes, no. Menachem.
I see it differently right now. I'm sorry. Because if he would like to say what you would say, he would say, and where's the best time to say Shema when you didn't feel it?
No, but that's a hidur in Shema then.
So
if I present it like that, when's the best time to say Shema? Then you're telling me Hilchos Kriya Shema.
I call it tefillin. Right now, I decided where to put. What will define for me where to put best? Shema. It is what he said.
Why? Because the Shema will beautify the tefillin.
Good.
That's a hidur in tefillin.
Yes, right now, Shema give me instruction where to put.
No, instruction. That tells me that's a hidur in tefillin. That's a hidur in tefillin.
Okay.
I'll give you an example.
Okay.
The halacha is you have to say Kiddush Levon.
Right.
When? Whenever. I mean, 3 days, 7 days.
Shabbos,
so we say, you know what? Motzah Shabbos. Let me ask the Shaila. When you say Kriya Shema Motzah Shabbos, that's a halacha in Motzah Shabbos? That's a din in Motzah Shabbos? No, to the contrary. Because on Motzah Shabbos you're wearing your beautiful clothes, that's a hidur in Kiddush Levon. So how would you present that halacha? You'd say like this: even though you can say Kiddush Levana every night of the month, but the best time to say it is on Motzah Shabbos. Who's pulling the strings over here? Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana is looking for the most beautiful time to say it. So I pick the time, Motzah Shabbos. Why am I saying Kiddush Levana Motzah Shabbos? Not because of Hilchus Motzah Shabbos. Because of Hilchas Kiddush Levana. Exactly the same over here as well. The Rambam is telling you, you should put on tefillin the whole time as much as you can. But when's the best time? Shas tefillin, Kriya Shema. Not because that's a halacha, a kiyum in Kriya Shema, that's a kiyum in tefillin. It's a hidur how beautiful it is to say that I'm not only wearing my tefillin, but I'm even davening as well. In which case, we reach the opposite conclusion. Kriya Shema and tefillin, it's not Hilchas Kriya Shema that demands you wear tefillin. To the contrary, it's Hilchas tefillin that demands that you now say Kriya Shema. And the truth is, what better raya do we need from the very fact that the Rambam wrote this halacha in Hilchas tefillin? He didn't write it in Hilchas Kriya Shema. So I did a search on the computer, and I came up with, or the computer came up with, Sefer HaZikaron LeMishnas Yavetz. The Mishnas Yavetz was the, I think, the Av Beis Din in Tel Aviv, 50 or 60 years ago, Rabbi Yaakov Betzalel Zolti, a Gaon Olam, and he says this halacha, and he says it's a big nafka minna. Look at number 12. He says, Omnom, Ho Rambam lo hevi din zeh behilchas Kriya Shema, elo behilchas tefillin. He also is medayik. Look where the Rambam wrote this halacha. He didn't write it in Hilchas Shema, he wrote it in tefillin. V'hainu d'das ho Rambam hi shehu din behilchas tefillin. It's a halacha in tefillin. Abu mitzvahs Kriya Shema, he mekayim kilchosa gam b'loy tefillin. Elo shu din b'kiyam mitzvahs tefillin shetzarech b'yoysel alof shom b'shas tefillah. Fine, there's a special inyan to be saying tefillah during tefillin. Says the Mishnas Yavetz, I have enough kemina. What's enough kemina? Tosfos says, what would happen if you only managed to get hold of tefillin in between geula v'tefillah? You're about to start your Shemona Esra, and we know you're not allowed to be mafsik. You're only allowed to be mafsik in between Goal Yisrael and Tefillah if it's Letzeirech HaTefillah, something which is necessary for Tefillah, like all Hilchas Hefsek, that's not considered Masiach Das. Says Tosfos, if you're about to start Shemona Esra, you didn't have Tefillah until now you've got hold of Tefillah. Says Tosfos, you would be allowed now to put on your Tefillah and make a bracha. How can that be? It's a hefsek. He says, no, it's not a hefsek. It's letzeirech hatfilah. Davening needs it. Why does davening need it? Says Tosfos, because it says, kol hakoyach kriya shema b'li tefillin is eidus sheker. Says the Mishnas Yavetz, according to the Rambam, it won't be that way. Because according to the Rambam, when I'm about to put on my tefillin, my davening doesn't require the tefillin. Therefore, what I'm about to do now is not the tzeirech, the davening. To the contrary, the davening helps out the tefillin. Say, let's put the tefillin on afterwards. What I'm about to get engaged in is not an activity which is a hachana, a tzeirech of tefillah. That was what he wants to suggest is an afkamina. In which case, if you go back to Rashi now, likrei shema ulaniach tefillin, according to the Rambam, kriya shema doesn't demand that you wear tefillin. To the contrary, tefillin requires that you daven and you say shema. In which case, we go back to square one. Why did Rashi first say likrei shema ulaniach tefillin? That was the kasha of the Shem Ephraim, and he concludes, Einochanami, maybe the Seder should well be the other way around. Okay, so let's just be masakim what we said. Rashi tells us that Kriya Shema is mentioned before Tfilin, sounds like that mitzvah comes first. We said, very nice, because Kriya Shema is Todir, but even if it's Todir, but there's an Issa involved. There's an Issa to put on Tfilin only after Kriya Shema, because by the time you say your Shema, you have to have your Tfilin on already. So one teretz, the Achronim suggests, is that no, maybe in fact, when the Gemara says you mustn't have Shema without tefillin, all it means is you mustn't have Shema without tefillin at all. But if I'm planning to put on my tefillin afterwards, that's absolutely no problem, and that's what Rashi means as well. That if I can quite happily first say Kriya Shema and then put on my tefillin. Others disagree. We mentioned the beautiful Chiddush of Rav Moshe Shmuel. He says the pshat is that no. Even though on a practical basis it's true, you've got to put on your tefillin first, but that is a halacha in Kriya Shema. That's why it says Likriya Shema first. We medayek from the Rambam, even though that might be true in Tosis, but in the Rambam is not mashma that way. In the Rambam is mashma not the pshat that Kriya Shema requires tefillin, but to the contrary, tefillin and tefillah require Kriya Shema. In which case, we have to say in Achalami, the correct nusach in Rashi would have to be first put on your tefillin and then be Kriya Shema. Yeah, I should call it.